Most people that come to San Francisco, particularly at Polk Street, don't have a bond with their family, which is why they create their own. And you create your role models. They later become your parents or your family, I would say. That's the common ground there. That, you know, you're ostracized in your own family, so you come to San Francisco to be yourself. That's exactly how my story came to be. In Florida, I came into the drag community when I went to my first gay nightclub, and I was mesmerized by that. And I said, oh, I can do that. But in the straight world, or in the Latino world, Cuban specifically, my lifestyle may not exactly be welcome. I heard that it was the gay capital, so I hopped the bus, and 7 days later, I was in San Francisco. I got a job at Denny's, and then moved on to Sizzler, and on Polk Street, while I was working in the daytime, I went out at night, and I was just carousing the shows and everything, and I met this person called Lola. Lola was my drag mother here in the city. He taught me how to embellish dresses and put rhinestones on them, and I made jewelry at that time because I couldn't afford any jewelry, so I made all of my jewelry with him. And he mentored me into emceeing and how to deal with people and how to deal with audiences. So I was doing the shows for $20 a week, and I was loving it. If Lola was still alive, then I would still be her daughter. Like, my so-called grandmother, who was Lola's mother, is still alive, so I call her my grandmother. Because she taught Lola, Lola taught me. The first daughter I took on that I actually consider my daughter was 10 years ago. His name was Jason, and he was on drugs. At that time, she wanted to be a tranny. But her boyfriend was beating her up, and she was on the street, and she needed somewhere to go. So she came to my house, and we went through a lot of traumas and stuff. And if I wasn't there, he would have died long ago, because somebody was there to pick him up when he fell, every time he fell. Polk Street will make or break you. I mean, I've seen a lot of people die on Polk Street. If you have an addiction problem, it could be the worst place for you. It made me a stronger person because it made me feel that I was worth something, that I was able to do something to help in my community. You know, when I was a kid, I was told that I wasn't going to amount to anything. I was an abused child. And when you're young, they drain that into you and they push it into you. And then, you know, you come here and there's open arms without judgment. Some of the girls that I call my daughters are prostitutes. But I don't live their life for them. I just try to be there for them when they need me. Because one of the best things that I did moving to San Francisco is to live my life the way I wanted to, which means, you know, I make a living in a dress, and a lot of people like it that way, and so do I. I've been the manager of Divas now for about 6 years. If Divas was closed, transgender girls would have nowhere to go. So that's my stake on Polk Street and at Divas, is to make sure that there's a place for the girls to come to and the people who admire them and respect them. Because that's what makes Polk Street what it is. It's unique. It's family-oriented. Whether you like each other or not, it's family-oriented. Because I know the hooker on the street. I know the drug dealer on the street. I know the bar owner on the street. Everybody knows everybody. So to lose that would be, you know, it would be a shame.